I saw a very interesting wedding invitation today that I had to share with you because this is so great. This has gone viral by now, I'm sure. So it's a regular wedding invitation where there's the card that gives the date. Here's where, here's when. But then you flip it over and it said, shit you need to know.
Okay.
It's literally what it says. Shit you need to know. Children, leave your little shit at home. We want to get fucked up. We will turn you away.
Got it.
Hotels, Google it, you lazy fuck. Taxis, see above.
Google it, you lazy fuck.
Parking, follow the fucking directions we gave you, dumbass. Questions, check the fucking website. Dress code, wear whatever the fuck you want. Go butt fuck naked for all we care.
So you can't be sending this to your aunt and your grandmother. This has got to be separate things that go out to friends and coworkers.
No, this went to everybody. Here's two more.
I can't go to grandma. Grandma can't see that.
There's two more on shit you need to know. Wedding gifts. If you wanted to give us a wedding gift, a contribution to our honeymoon would be perfect. Okay, that one has no curses in it. The last one, dietary. This is the funny one. Dietary requirements. Eat what you're given, you fat fuck.
Or eat before you come. Now, you can't send that to grandma. Grandma can't see that. She can't see words like that.
What? You know, it depends on your grandma. Because my grandma, remember, my grandma taught me how to give a blowjob. So...
yeah,
that's the kind of thing that my grandma would have loved that.
That's not many grandmas. I mean, my grandmother would have dropped it and screamed and ran away if she saw that. No, you got to send the nice one with the nice, you know, paper and all that to relatives and send that one to your friends.
You know, I think at this point, people are who they are. And I don't think people like to apologize for who they are anymore. So that's who I am. That's the wedding invitation. If it offends you, don't come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas I saw that, I was like, oh, that's a wedding I can't wait to go to. That's going to be a great wedding.
I like it, except for all the curses. You know?
Really?
Yeah. It's not a wedding invitation. Invitation is not a place to curse like that.
But that's why it went viral, and that's why it's interesting. But that's what I'm saying. It says a lot about the couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, there was a couple. I don't know if you saw the story this week, but there's a couple that decided they wanted to live in 1930, 1940. So their entire lives, they have no technology. They don't have a television. They listen to old-timey stuff on a gramophone, and they dress in 1930s and 1940s clothing. And when they got married... that's what they did. They have like they have a car from 1940. They have, she cooked. She made like some, she got some recipe for some meatloaf that was like all the rage in 1937 or whatever. So that's what they did. And it's like, couples are whoever they are.
I hate those people. Those are the people that you're going to stick me next to at a party that I got to talk to. Oh, so what is that? It's a cell phone. What is that? It's an... what are you doing? I'm on Facebook. What is that? Shut up.
Oh, that's like, wait, when I was in one of the radio stations I went to, that I worked at, they sent us to the Renaissance Fair. We were broadcasting from the Renaissance Fair. Oh my God. Don't you hate that when you're at the Renaissance Fair? It's 2018. I'm at a Renaissance Fair. You know, it's not 1530, but yet everybody there pretends like it's the 1400s or 1500s. Like, they have no idea. Like, you pull out a cell phone, they're like, what is that crazy contraption, you witch woman? It's like, bitch, it's a cell phone. If I pull up your robe, you've got one in your pocket. Like, don't even try it.
Yeah, I saw an ad. It was like 26 days from now, the Renaissance Fair kicks off. And I get hives because I would have to do a live broadcast from there every year. Yeah. And it would always be the guy coming up trying to figure out what the mic was. Huzzah! Right. It's like,
I was Huzzah! Right.
The king is coming. Shut the fuck up. I hate this place. I hate everything about this place. There's bees. There's bugs.
Right.
And
and there's people pretending that it's not 2020 or 2021 or whatever year it is that you're doing the Renaissance Fair. You want to pretend that it's a time when women were raped and it was okay, that it was time to be, it was fun to be objectified as a woman. Or if you were left-handed and you were a woman, they burned you at the stake thinking you're a witch. Like, really? That's what you're celebrating?
No.
We need to rethink all this.
Here's the best one. Like, the last year I did the Ren Fair. The last year I did the Ren Fair, they made me do an interview.
Uh-huh.
Two people from the Renaissance Festival. So they call me and they say, John and Jake or whatever are in the front lobby if you want to come get them for the interview. So then I got to take them into a production room and interview them. I walk out into the lobby and they're in full suit of arms.
Oh, God.
And it's clink, 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 clink. And it smells so bad because you can't wash that crap.
Yeah,
so
right.
They're walking into the studio, clink, clink, clink. And I'm like, this is not TV. This is freaking radio. You didn't have to
wear chainmail here. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So then I got to interview you. Like, I'm interested in, oh, so you guys fight? Yeah. Okay. Is it hot in that? Yeah. Oh, I don't know what else to ask you.
God.
This is, why did you have to wear this into the radio station?
That's the crazy thing, because as you know, radio is theater of the mind. So what you're wearing has no bearing on anything you're saying. So you need to make this interesting, and there's nothing interesting about what you're wearing. If the only thing interesting about you is that you have a cod piece on, I can describe it if you show it to me. But other than that, there's 5 minutes.
Yeah,
because there's a minute and a half of radio.
Because when you walk in, it's clink, and you're sitting there doing an interview, clink, clink, clink. Yeah, John and I, clink, clink, clink. I'm like, okay, so I start the interview off going, hey, it's Anthony. I'm here with Jock and Jake from the Renaissance Festival. You do realize this is radio, right?
Clink, clink, clink.
Clink, clink, clink. No, I don't know what this radio is. What does this radio you speak of? Oh, nobody can see you, douchebag.
Right.
So yeah, that's the Ren Fair wrapped up in one, and I had to do it every single year, and it was the worst day of my life.
Huzzah.